This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Miami Crit, Mary. Hey guys, welcome to what is sure to be our Thanksgiving episode of Dynamic Banter.
I'm eating a turkey sandwich just to prove it.
You really are eating a turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting in the spirit.
I don't have anything here except my dill pickle almonds, and I know what you're going to say, Mike. That sounds disgusting. But do you like dill pickles?
Yes.
Do you like almonds?
Yes.
Then trust me, you're going to love that.
How are so many of those gone?
Because that's how good they are.
Okay.
I saw them at Whole Foods.
Oh, and that wasn't the end?
I took a picture of it, and I was like, this looks disgusting, and Bree freaked out. She's like, those are going to be delicious. And I was like, no, they're not. That looks gross. You would never pick up a pickle
mm-hmm.
and then get a handful of almonds and then bite the pickle and then shove almonds in your mouth and go, this is the flavor I wanted.
It seems like that's not the thing you make pickle flavor.
Definitely not, but I think we're in a pickle renaissance.
it's so important that we talk about this.
Well, this is what the name of the episode is, the pickle renaissance. I think we're in a pickle renaissance, and...
you think it was sparked by that one episode of Rick and Morty?
Pickard Mick? No. No, I think... Because Trader Joe's had pickle-flavored popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you had it?
No.
So you're not an adventurous snacker.
No, I want like my snacks to taste like... I'm not 14.
Right.
I know what snacks I like.
So that's
I'll try it. I'll never buy... I'll never go to fucking... Excuse me. I'll never go to Whole Foods and spend $7 on a bag of... I don't know if it's popcorn.
Yeah. So you're... So you're not an adventurous snacker. But
you'll try,
if I have a bag of this, like, you're going to try this before the podcast is over.
I'll
good.
Because I value good content over everything else.
Good. Me too, man. And I'm also not a fan of the, like, force people to eat gross shit content, which we did on SourceFed a lot, and I hated it. And,
I wouldn't come in those days.
I recently did a thing. Whenever I'm invited to Smosh, if I could make fun of Smosh for a second.
Uh-huh.
They always, well, it stopped because I actually said something, but any time I was invited to Smosh, it was like, we want you to do a gross thing where you gotta eat baby food and drink placenta. I'm just like, is this good content? This is what your audience wants?
Is it? And or do they make them want that?
I don't know. I think there's this inherent want from an audience to see their favorite people suffering.
Oh.
On a very, like, small level. Yeah, let's do that.
That's perfect, because when I was there the first time... Were you there when we had eggs on our face?
No.
The entire fucking
time? You did that?
Yeah.
So that was Smosh.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And destroyed my trust with Joe Beretta.
It's interesting because...
He apologized for a full year afterwards.
I remember telling... I got to a point where Matt, Rob, or Joe Beretta would text me, hey, man, are you busy this Thursday? And the next text always would be... Only if you're not going to make me eat something awful.
Uh-huh.
And so now the joke is whenever I come in, they tell me I'm not going to eat something awful. First, they text me back and say, you're not going to eat something awful.
Is there a but?
It's just a fun thing. And then I get there, and then they go like, I'm sorry, you're going to eat something awful.
No.
Like, that's the joke. Uh-uh. That's the joke. Oh, they joke about it now because I don't want to eat awful things. But
no, that's a nightmare.
One of the last ones I did was the butt thing. Did you do the butt thing?
You had to eat butt.
I had to eat a butt live on... It was one of the Smosh kids.
Not like a sexual thing. You had to eat a butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fork and knife.
Well, it was...
Rump roast.
Well, they had a mold made... Each of the Smosh pit kids had a mold made of their butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a chocolate butt of each of their butts. You know what's funny? This is made up, but this is totally something they do. This is totally something they do. And in fact, I'm giving them free content if they're listening to this.
Basically, you're essentially a producer now.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of making people eat weird shit, but this is good, man. I it's really good. So I got it, and Bree and I tried it last night, and
there's
it was
so
great.
So much dill powder in the bottom,
dude. That was the thing, and I was thinking about this.
Can you
this.
Hear anything I'm saying? I'm far away from the mic this week.
You're a little far away, but I can hear you, but maybe not the audience. But who cares about them?
Is that super important, dude? Are you upset that Rick and Morty does your bit all the time.
You know what?
Where you cough in the middle of talking.
I've never thought about it.
Oh, never mind then.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man.
Saw that face. Have one more.
Why would that make it better?
Because at first you're like, not sure, and now you're sure. So give it one.
Just... I don't like, sometimes when they flavor nuts, there's a rub that goes on.
There's a rub, yeah.
There's so much of this concentrated at the bottom, and that's what I'm worried about, that I'm getting more than the, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Regular sized amount of rub.
We're going to have a break. We're going to take a break.
What if we had a break every time we burped? We had to do a 30-second commercial. All right, number two.
Just one more, baby. That's the last one I'll ever ask you to try in your life.
Can I say what it tastes like?
Yeah.
It's like you're eating an old book.
Does it really taste like an old book?
It's like you're chomping into a hardbound.
Because to me, it feels like we're on a savory, salty, slightly tart adventure every time you take
so
a bite.
So much sodium on my plate.
I mean,
right
I'm
now.
Sure it is, yeah.
It's not, I'll tell you this, it's not horrible.
So here's what I was going to do with this bit, because there's such a pile of the freshness in the bottom of it. I was going to like maybe put some on a...
Sandwich? Pizza slice?
Yeah, anything you want.
Fuck yeah!
Why not?
Fuck yeah!
You give a little dill flavor.
Oh, no.
Put some in the mamma for Thanksgiving. Sprinkle it.
What's that called? You got the... Let's go over all the must-haves for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
Turkey.
Cranberry
sauce.
Mimimimim.
Little stuffing. Little stuffing. Great point, Steve.
Who do you... do you ever play with the shush bone?
What?
The shish bone? The shush bone?
Yes.
You ever do that?
The swish bone.
The swish bone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The whisk bone?
I used to love it.
The dream bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there a follow-up?
It's the longer piece that means you win, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's interesting that we're just, like, ripping the bones of a
yes.
an animal and having fun with it?
For good luck, maybe.
I think the good luck ended with the murder of the animal.
Ooh, what if it was any... The good luck is that the fact that you hit that turkey with a rock.
That was 2 points. Are you excited about it?
Imagine if it was any other animal.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Every, we'll say, November 24th-ish, we grab a gorilla.
we break
snap
its neck.
Its collarbone for good luck, maybe. We break its neck.
Where is the wishbone? Does everyone have a wishbone?
Uh-uh. I think that's what makes the turkey so special.
Let me look it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look up the wishbone.
Well, if we're going by, I learned anatomy from playing Operation. That young man had a wishbone.
That man did have a wishbone. So what does that mean?
It means either we all have wishbones or we all have pencils in our wrist.
Okay, we're doing some research. So here's some research music.
I'm now telling the computer exactly what it could do with a lifetime supply of chocolate. Dude, you know how you have weird childhood things attached to weird senses? That guy in Willy Wonka made me want to press buttons real bad.
Yeah, yeah. And like candy red ones.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Those were great. British people have great buttons on their machinery. And it
I
doesn't
just like
get talked about enough.
I like the Brits a lot.
Sure.
The furcula.
Sounds made up.
Is what it's called. The furcula, which in Latin... is means the little fork. The leal fork.
Furcula, or Latish for leal fork.
Is a wishbone, is a forked bone found in birds and some dinosaurs, and is formed by the fusion of the two clavicles. In birds, its primary function is in the strengthening of the thoracic skeleton.
Thoracic part.
Thoracic? Thoracic skeleton,
like
thoracic part.
Thoracis works with all the jokes better.
To withstand the rigors of flight. So we're ripping apart the bone that helps them fly.
Well, they're not going to need it anymore.
They don't need it at that point.
No.
The furcula works as a strut between a bird's shoulders and articulates each of the bird's scapulae. in conjunction with the coracoid, and the scapula, it forms a unique count scapula. It forms a unique structure called the triosseal canal, which houses a strong tendon that connects the supracoracidius.
You know what'd be funny about this bit? If you mispronounced one thing wrong, and then next week you had to play the bungle music and do everything over
and do it all over again.
It's actually pronounced the scrapuloid.
It says this system is responsible for lifting the wings during the recovery stroke. Okay, so in folklore, superstitions surrounding divination by means of a goose's wishbone go back to at least the late medieval period. Johann Hotlit in 1455 recorded the divination of weather by means of a goose's wishbone. Dude, medieval science is so funny to me.
Yeah, he's like, I filled two buckets with water.
And the sun demon came and gave my baby a kiss. And that meant winter for 43 weeks. Yeah, I love it so much. It's kind of the basis for the idioms guide.
Yeah.
Character Grigory.
I remember that. That's on what television?
Adult Swim. When the goose has been eaten on Saint Martin's Day or night.
Of course. Of course.
I'm sorry. Are we celebrating? Shit, it's almost 5 p.m. We're celebrating Saint Martin's night now.
Oh no, it's Saint Martin's Eve.
We
night.
Missed Saint Martin's Day.
Sometimes, could you imagine all the holiday shopping completely breezed over St. Martin's Day?
The shops would love it. Mm. I think the retailers would love it if there was Black Friday, Black Friday night.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, Christmas night.
Black Friday Eve.
What do you do on Christmas night?
Hang out.
Do you have, I think we've talked about this before, but do you have the Christmas Eve one gift? I think we talked about this.
I don't remember. We do the same thing every year, but I can never remember what it is.
Yeah.
I think we exchange presents on Christmas. Fuck, man.
I like to exchange gifts on Christmas, which can sometimes be December 1st. You know what I mean?
I give Zoya her Christmas present on her birthday, and that way it's kind of like in March, and it's kind of a twofer there.
And you remind her on Christmas Day that she already got her gift.
Well, you know you got your gift. Back in March. You realize I'm listening to you talk about all this bird shit. If we went back to school tomorrow,
we would have a great time.
Everything would sound made up.
And we'd have a great time.
Have a great time.
We'd be laughing about everything.
Dude, if you're listening to this, I know a lot of you are in college. If you're having problems with any of your assignments,
Or a family member,
send them over. Me and Steve will take care of your
shit. Oh, yeah. Let us know if you're thinking. I mean, this is going to get interesting, though, because there's a lot of tough math out there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of tough shit.
I got. No problem, dude. You see how well we tackled that tic-tac conundrum?
Oh, yeah. We nailed it.
This song is still going the whole time?
When the goose has been eaten on St. Martin's Day or night. And by the way, I am putting an open new tab on St. Martin's Day. The oldest and most sagacious keeps the breastbone and allowing it to dry until the morning.
Hold on one sec.
Write this down, please.
Siri, what does sagacious mean? I said, what does sagacious mean?
Put it right up to the mic, will you?
Siri, what does sagacious mean?
Sagacious means having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment. Shrewd.
So the person with the most common sense in your family gets to rip the bird apart.
Or the oldest.
The oldest.
The oldest. This is insane.
The oldest and dumbest.
Dude, I love this so much.
Great.
I love it. These are forgotten traditions.
This is why we have a podcast.
Isn't it funny that like, isn't it funny?
Chips are by far the most dangerous food to choke on. It's like a razor blade
so
doing a cartwheel down to my esophagus.
Isn't it interesting that we have so many stupid traditions?
Yeah.
That like come from dumb shit like this.
And then how people shit on everything nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck you and your dumbass fucking bullshit. I'm gonna go rip the wishbone. Who wants to help me rip the wishbone?
I was just talking to Bree about this, and I was thinking, one day people will be like, what is that, a new sponsor? One day people will be like, and you know, 20 years, 50 dead. Years, 100 years.
Dead. Gone.
People will be like, you just still celebrate Thanksgiving? Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, man. You know, there's a That's football awful. Team named the Redskins still?
Yeah, dude. But it's a point of contention right now. Always. Right? Always. Has it always been
there
one?
There still is one. Well, probably not always, right, but there right. still is one.
Right. Go ahead. But I feel like it's like the past 10 years, now we're actually kind of like looking into these things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, uh-oh.
Still exists.
Uh-oh.
People pay thousands of dollars for Redskins season tickets.
My parents made me think Thanksgiving was like a wonderful, historical, significant
yeah.
thing to mm-hmm. have break bread with your brothers.
Yeah.
And instead, it's a total celebration of massacre.
Yeah, but what it's become is like an excuse to hang out with family.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be like... I can't believe the song is still playing.
Well, we're doing analysis.
It is the same bit. Unfortunately, it's the same bit.
It is. We're in the...
It's a good conversation about the same exact thing.
We're doing analysis right now. It has to be up. Anytime we analyze anything, this music's going to come up, Mike.
Jesus Christ.
Unless I forget about it, which will be the next episode.
There are too many unsung, unwritten rules.
And I don't have any... There's no thing I put over my keyboard that tells me which key does what. I'm just... This is all from memory, so forgive me if I forget.
I'll praise you if you forget.
Yeah, I feel like we should change Thanksgiving. We should turn it into just like hangout day
hangout
with family
day.
Or friends.
Yeah.
Like
one or the other.
Family or friend meal day. Like it should just be on the calendar as definite family or friend meal day.
Why can't we call it Thanksgiving still?
Because
it's nice to give thanks.
I think it's true, but it comes from a terrible place.
Uh-huh.
So it's like we could just change it.
So we still call it Thanksgiving. We have it the day before. I think the thing when everybody sits around the table and says, hey, ma'am, you're my cousin. I haven't talked to you in 3 years, but I'm real thankful that you're off drugs and still alive. That's a real special
thing. That's nice. But yeah. That's completely changing what Thanksgiving is.
That's fine.
Like, I think that's like saying...
I can still hear
it. That's like saying,
You're gonna say something horrible.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm trying to figure out the way to say it where it won't be horrible.
All right. See you later, rest of our sponsors.
You know what it's like saying. I don't have to say it. It's like, okay, ready? I'm gonna do Mad Libs. It's like saying, you're a blank giver.
Okay. Okay.
When someone takes back an item they gave you?
Bad gift giver.
Bad gift giver.
Yeah, no one says that anymore. Anyway, that's exactly how many Tic Tacs have been made.
So moving on,
I'm gonna be in traffic for a long time today. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay, so the oldest or most sagacious keeps the breastbone, allowing it to dry until the morning, examines it all around, in front, behind, and in the middle. Dad.
Why is that sentence there?
Dad.
Dad who never checks the middle.
Thereby... they divine whether the winter will be severe or mild, dry or wet, and are so confident in their prediction that they will wager their goods.
Gather round, family, for the bone is wet.
I'm gonna give everything I own away because I believe this bone...
more than any of my family members.
And anything... They wager it, so they'll be so confident in their prediction that they'll wager their goods and chattels. Siri.
Hey Siri, what are chattels?
Okay, I found this on the web.
Siri, what is a chattel? Nope. It's not going to work out.
Maybe chattel?
No, I'm not going to pronounce it.
On its
You're
accuracy.
You're not going to embarrass me in front of Siri again.
And of a military officer, this valiant man, this Christian captain, drew forth out of his doublet that heretical object of superstition, the goosebone.
Are you reading somebody's history road right now?
And showed me that after Candlemas...
No. Candlemas? Christmas without electricity?
And after Candlemas, an exceeding severe frost should occur and could not fail. The captain also said, Teutonic knights in Prussia waged all their wars by the goosebone. Oh my god.
So,
and as the goosebone predicted, so did they order their two campaigns, one in summer and one in winter, the custom of two persons pulling the bone, with the one receiving the larger part making a wish, developed in the early 17th century. At that time, the name of the bone was a Mary Thought.
Yeah, that's the day they stopped warring.
The Mary Thought.
Over the bone.
The name Wishbone is reference. The name Wishbone in reference to this custom is recorded from 1860. Dude, what the fuck?
That all sounds made up. Is that Wikipedia?
This is Wikipedia.
That all sounds made up.
Well, it's from folklore.
Folk house?
So it's like people would rip open a goose and eat it.
Sure.
And then we didn't have the internet. We didn't have baseball games or
on dial-up back then.
Yeah. That was before Google Fiber and net neutrality. And so you would play with every part of the goose. You would pull off the beak and put it on your face and go, "Bah, I'm a duck!"
Yeah.
And that was like, that was the biggest movie of the summer.
Man, I can't wait until Thanksgiving. Jerry's going to rip the goose beak off and he's going to put it onto his face and...
And he's going to make the children laugh. It's going to make... He's still going to have fluid from the beak leaking down onto his face.
Every Christmas Eve day night, we're woken up to Jerry with a dead beak face on his face.
Remember when Grizzle came to the Merriment Festival and he had a cow's eye in his mouth, and he would, when he would say hi, a smile, when he would smile, he had no teeth. It was as if he had a cyclops eye in his mouth, and all the children laughed.
Imagine just the sounds of holding a cow's eye in your mouth with no teeth all day until you're able to.
Let's imagine that for just a second of silence.
Likes it for a second.
Keep it in my mouth. All right. Well, there we go, man.
Holy
shit.
So,
how you been, Mike?
Good. I'm so happy the song's over. I'm going to be in traffic all day today.
Dude, I don't know what to do because we're like, you saw that thing that Ryan shared on Twitter.
It's every year. You remember last year?
I don't. Because I don't remember much about my life.
Okay.
I put it behind me and I never look back. Tweets, what have you.
Never taken a photo.
And I'm worried about it. So, like, is there, like, what's the sweet spot, you think? What's the time?
They said the worst time
is while you're...
Merry Christmas. They said the absolute worst time to travel today is between 12 and 2. Well, now, those people will never know.
What happened here?
That's over.
What does that mean?
Yeah, redo it. Good.
Yours is doing a thing too over there. It's flashing.
Mine's all right. That's the battery.
I've got an extra if you need to use it.
Nah.
Okay.
There's the color bars.
Cool, man.
What's this one?
Oh, cool.
Nah, I don't know how to do that. What's that button do?
What did they say the worst time to travel was again?
Between 2.
So 2 to 3?
Between the hours of 2 and a game. Between 12 and 2, they said, for today.
2. Okay.
I got to be in Ontario at 8. I was going to leave around 5, and then Zoya was like, you better leave way earlier than that.
Really? God damn.
But I've been keeping an eye on Waze, which is an amazing, that's,
Waze is great. I love Waze.
A lot of people talk shit about Waze. They Waze do. Is the most important invention of our time.
I agree, dude.
Waze is the reason I like living in this time, even with all the president and everything.
Waze is really a great thing. I agree with you.
Waze for president. I've never seen Waze be racist.
Curds and Waze.
Curds and Waze. I'll eat it. So I keep checking it because you could do the planned drives and it shows you how long it will take to get to your place. Fuck, man. And it keeps going up. So it's going to take me about 2 hours to get there.
So no matter what.
No matter what, it's going to take about 2 hours to get there.
Candlemas is also known as the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord Jesus and the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, heard of her, it's a Christian holy day commemorating the presentation of Jesus at the temple. So this is one that's not celebrated anymore. The bear.
Da bear.
St. Martin's Day is also known as the Feast of St. Martin. Martin's... Martin Stag or Martinmas, which is an episode of Martin around the holidays, remember?
Martinmas, not to be confused with Gina's Eve.
Not to be mistaken for the episode where Shanae forgets Martin's Christmas gift and is snowed in.
I believe Martin shared a birthday on Bra Monday. Bra Monday, hungry.
Check this out. St. Martin's Day is also known as Old Halloween.
No, it's not.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Oh, it says goodness. Old Halloween and Old Hallowmas Eve. Now, hold on a second.
Not every dude. That's what the internet did, was get rid of every need for a holiday's Eve.
I think this is drunk people coming up with this.
Hell yeah, everyone was drunk
in the 1900s, in the 17s,
with all their casks of Amontillado.
In 17-2, Condoleezza Rice, Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo with the ocean blue
is okay. So check this out, and it's the feast day of Saint Martin of Tours, Martin le Miscondu, and is celebrated on November 11 each year. This is the time when autumn wheat seeding was completed and the annual slaughter of fattened cattle produced Martinmas beef.
Do you think there were kids who woke up super excited for the slaughter?
So happy. They can't wait to slaughter all the fat cattle. Historically, hiring fairs were held where farm laborers would seek new posts. Saint Martin of Tours was a Roman soldier who was baptized as an adult and became a monk. The most famous legend concerning him was that he had once cut his cloak in half to share with a beggar during a snowstorm.
What a guy.
To save the latter from the cold. That night he dreamt of Jesus. We've all been there. Wearing the half cloak.
Brian gets it.
Wearing the half cloak and saying to the angels, "Here is Martin, the Roman soldier who is now baptized. He has clothed me." Wait, so he just had a dream. Hold on a second.
And so we break the wishbone.
Because some dude had a dream, we now break the wishbone like in the year 2017.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't think so.
It's crazy.
It's tradition. Name one other tradition.
Football.
That's still around. Football, where they call that whole team the Redskins.
St. Martin, this is too much.
It's been too much for minutes now.
There's so much about St. Martin all over the place. Wow, they loved this guy because he gave half of it. He cut his cloak and...
That's how low the bar was back then.
Made a boy
then,
warm, yeah. That Imagine was like... That. Is that like when Bill Gates says he's building a city for homeless people?
Yeah.
A smart city for homeless people?
Smart city. Dude, I wonder, you've given money to charity, right?
Of course.
You've given things to charity. Back then, if we were around back then days, we would be like written about forever with the amount of things that we've given to
yeah.
the underprivileged, yeah.
Like, I gave away a code for a video game on a Twitch stream.
Dude, we'd still one day maybe breaking I'll, bones about you.
Yeah, maybe one day a bone will be broken.
Make no bones about it.
We break the baby's pinky bone after we eat its body because Steve gave away a fractured butthole South Park game download code on a Twitch stream.
And
amen.
Amen. And we are thankful for it.
That means Hank Green's got a lot coming.
Yeah, man. Could you imagine? Hank Green would be like a saint.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Because he gave so much to creators. What does and a Jesus. Creator, a content creator in the time of Jesus?
Do you think Hank Green's ever had a dream about Jesus?
Probably a couple. There's a lot going on in that man's head.
Mike, I've been shooting a series out in the mountains. I've talked about this before, but
is it the that documentary you were telling me about that woman who came around the mountain when she comes?
What does that mean, you think, that song?
I don't know, but I hope it's a sex thing. You know how our great-grandparents hit a bunch of sex things in child stuff?
Yes.
So we could all learn.
Yes. No, I've been shooting a series that's gonna be very good, and I'm having so much fun.
That's great.
And it's the most I've ever worked on a project, like, ever, I think.
Oh, shit.
It's like these 16-hour days.
Uh-huh.
And I've done like 5 days of work.
Tell us about it.
And it's like a 14-day shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we're on break for Thanksgiving.
You're already on hiatus before the show comes out?
Before the show comes out.
Good.
And it's so much fun. I'm working with a lot of really fun, awesome people. And nice. I'm having a great time. And that's what I've been doing. I've been busy.
Television thing?
It's a web thing. Yeah, web thing.
Was it a Go 90?
It's a nine.
It's a Go 90. Nine minute.
It's an animated 9 minute series.
Animated nine. You've seen that new Netflix series, Animated Nine?
Yeah, man. I'm really excited, but I've been, I've been out. I've been in the mountain. I was in the mountain, in this mountain town.
Yeah.
Called, I almost said Connor Creek, but that's what it's called in the show.
Okay.
Pine Mountain.
Is that near Oak Glen?
I don't know, but okay. Sure.
Can you tell us about the show?
Yeah, it's a series about a podcast host and producer, and I'm the producer, and the host is my sister, and we're twins.
So and she looks exactly...
It's hilarious, because no. It's a comedy show. And we're sent to a mountain town to investigate kind of like... It's a show kind of about like mysteries. And like our podcast show is about mysteries and such.
Uh-huh.
And so we're sent to this town to like talk to them about their like mining company. And it's supposed to be kind of like a boring thing.
Yeah.
And then we stumble upon the potentiality of werewolves.
Dude, that's how it happens, man.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. If you're out there and maybe your life isn't quite as exciting as you'd like it to be... Start doing something real mundane.
Yeah.
And you always stumble upon... Start making a documentary about something mundane.
And you'll find something.
And you'll unearth...
You'll usually find werewolves.
You'll usually find, like, all those werewolves that happen in The Office.
So anyway, yeah, that's what the show's about. And it's that's very great. Funny.
I can't wait to see it.
A lot of talented people. Sean Astin is in it.
Sean Astin from Goonies. Rudy.
From Rudy, yeah. And
of Rudy fame.
Of Rugi. And we've talked about this. But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun, but it's just crazy. It's a
when
lot of work.
When is Sean Astin going to be on the podcast?
Dude, I'll ask him.
Ask him. Tell him you got one guy who's obsessed with Rudy.
What if we only talk about Rudy and nothing else? Like, people want to hear about Lord of the Rings.
I think it's one of those things where he probably... I don't know him at all, but it's such a weird, specific thing from the 90s. Down. He might be down.
Yeah, I think
it.
He might be down.
That's a
I
very,
mean, I wouldn't want to assume, but...
That's a very Los down. Angeles internet thing to do. Hey, we have our podcast, so there's 300 episodes, but we just talk about Rudy every time. We analyze Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy! Should we really quick talk about some fun? Guys, this podcast is brought to you by several sponsors, the first of which is called Quip. Now, let me give you a challenge. find a gift.
Let me give you a channel.
That is affordable, practical, and Instagram worthy. Now, on the top of that list
is... Let me give you a challenge.
The top of that list is Quip. The electronic toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple without the high price. Guys.
Shave.
Mike and I received our Quip brushes.
It's awesome.
Dude, I'm not even joking. It's awesome.
It's an awesome toothbrush. It helped me start brushing my tongue.
Yeah, same.
I can't brush my tongue without thinking that I'm putting myself in immense danger.
I feel like I'm going to vomit every time. But it's work. It's the more I brush it, the better it gets.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be taken down. Dude, I honestly, like, this is no joke. This is a really cool toothbrush.
Did you stick it on your mirror?
Yeah!
As you did? Yeah.
It has, first of all, it comes in this, like, space age little container that looks like it would come out of, like, you know, the Snapchat glasses that came out of a vending machine?
Sure. It's like a Leal space age holster.
Capsule. It's like a space capsule.
Let me give you a capsule.
And it, when you open it, it's got like, it just looks cool.
Yeah, well, there's a toothbrush in it.
Well, yeah, but it's cool.
And it moves. And you can put a battery in it and it goes, mmm.
But dude, it's got this like strip on it that's like re-stickable. Adhesive. And you can stick it to your mirror.
Yeah.
And you've got this like super sleek looking space thing on your mirror now.
You're not wrong at all.
And it's really cool.
Signing out.
Anyway, it's really awesome. I really dig it. So here's the thing. Quip offers an optional subscription plan. It's a subscription plan for a toothbrush.
Yeah, but they give you toothpaste instead.
They give you toothpaste. They give you a travel toothpaste. They mm-hmm. give you one for your home. And by the way, I took it with me to the mountains.
Yeah, smart.
I took the
man.
Travel toothpaste. Dude, it was perfect.
Dude, because that's the perfect size. And the thing is in its own... Whenever I put my traditional toothbrush, travel, make it travel with me.
Let me give you a challenge.
Thank you. I wrap it in like paper towels.
I know, you want to keep it nice.
Put it in a Ziploc bag and that's nothing. This is self-contained.
And you don't have to like do anything.
Give you a challenge.
It is cool that it comes in its own little container that you can keep away from germs.
Hey, germs. Don't want to put those in your mouth. There's already enough in there. That's why you're brushing them out.
There is an optional subscription plan, and what will happen is they'll deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended 3-month schedule for just $5, and that includes free shipping worldwide. And it's just in time for the holidays. Quip is the ideal size and price to gift anyone on your list. You can even include automatic brush head deliveries for a year to ensure your gift keeps giving until the next holiday. The Quip electronic toothbrush is featured in just about every gift guide this year. Like Refinery 29, Goop, GQ, Oprah's O-List, Men's Health, Forbes, Teen Vogue.
If it's good enough for Oprah's mouth, isn't it good enough for your family?
And Quip is backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals, including dental hygienists and dentists. Now, Quip starts at $25. That's just $25, and that's crazy for a freaking super awesome space toothbrush. And right now, when you go to getquip.com/banter to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush, that's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/banter, spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. It's a perfect gift for the holidays, guys, so just do it.
Let me give you a discount.
Anyway, I hope you do it because it's really cool.
And I've been brushing my teeth several times a day.
And I feel like I'm doing it right for the first time in my life. It has like a guide that tells you how to brush.
Yeah. And it does feel like you're, my mouth feels more clean afterwards than when I normally do my prehistoric toothbrush. I wish this music played every time we fuck something up. Oh, come on, man.
Guys, Blue Apron is one of our best sponsors.
Probably longest running, if not second longest running sponsor.
And the reason why is because we love it. We love the service. We love the food. And it's just the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S.
That's all it is. Do you want to cook with your family, but you don't want to go shopping with your family? You don't want to chop up, make sure you have the exact specific sizes you need? You could, they send everything to you. Everything's all split up. Everything's all nice. These are pure. These are good ingredients. Everything's all portioned out. So you never have too much. You never have leftovers. You always have just the right amount.
And a lot of people might have heard of Blue Apron. You hear it on a podcast or you've seen an ad somewhere. But not many people know about the type of meals you eat.
Tell them about it.
When you cook with Blue Apron, you're not just having burgers for dinner. No. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun.
Dude, you're making restaurant stuff in your own house.
You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potato, green bean, and crispy shallots all under 45. That's minutes. And without a trip to the grocery store.
Which is so awesome. It tells you exactly how long it's going to take to prep. Tells you exactly how long it's going to take to cook. You can't possibly screw up. All the instructions come laminated. And then you collect them, you have yourself a kook.
Lie to your family. Lie to your family and tell them you've become a chef. With Blue Apron. You can bring over these amazing meals and
you can wear a chef's hat
and say, like, bon appetit.
Yeah.
This is what I made.
Any variety of things you could say.
And Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. And they achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system. Oh, they just set the highest standards for ingredients and they build a community of home chefs.
Can you imagine?
And they offer three plans. The two-person meal plan. That's meals that serve two people. It ain't science. You can choose from 8 new recipes per week with the choice to receive either 2 or 3 recipes any week. You can do the family meal plan. Meals that serve 4 people. That's obvious. Choose from 4 new recipes per week with the choice to receive either 2 or 3 or 4 recipes any week. You got a fifth person in your family?
No thanks.
No. And how about the wine plan? You get 6 bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly from the wine plant.
What?
Yeah, dog.
Is that real?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a brand new apartment, but you're like, I don't want to have anybody come over. I got barely anything in here. You could have it's like a house party in a box. Entertain your friends. Get some chairs because you're going to need them.
I always have a good experience with Blue Apron. I made a pork chop type meal.
And you're not a cooker, Steve.
Oh, no.
I know you do breakfast from time to time. But you're not a dinnersman.
I'll break an egg on the pan.
It's brave.
I'll put a baby's bread in the toaster and get a butter's knife and spread it down and drop an egg down. As cooked as it can be on top of that toast.
You make toast and eggs.
I make toast and eggs, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But with Blue Apron, I made myself and Owen a delicious pork chop meal, and it didn't take me long at all to create it, and Owen said, this is good.
Let me ask you this. Do you live with your significant other? Are you having...
No, Owen's my roommate.
Well, I'm asking... This is to the audience now.
Oh, got it.
Do you have regular consensual sex with someone that you love and live with? And do you maybe not feel like you're pulling your own weight? Get Blue Apron. Prep this food. Make this food. You're going above and beyond with 50% of the work that normally goes into something like
this.
Well,
and also, if you're working your way up to consensual sex... too... All right, Blue Apron is treating Dynamic Banter listeners to their first dinner. That's right, your first dinner is on us, is on Dynamic Banter. That's a $30 value if you visit blueapron.com/banter. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/banter. Guys, come on.
Huh? What a weird tagline.
Here's the November monthly recipes. You ready for this?
Yes.
Seared steaks, garlic butter with oven fries, and romaine. oven fries and romaine, butternut squash, butternut squash, butternut squash, butternut squash pasta with kale and brown butter walnuts, brown butter walnuts, brown butter walnuts. How about this? Barramundi. and mixed mushroom with jasmine rice and Napa cabbage. Ooh, you got yourself a bowl. You got yourself a bowl of barramundi. Roasted chicken in fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger compote. I said that's roasted chicken and fall vegetables with cranberry and ginger compote. Ginger compote. Guys, so go to blueapron.com/banter. Get you $30 off your first dinner meal. What else is there to say? Okay. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Enjoy it. Oh, man. So much fun.
So much fun with Blue Apron.
What were we talking about right before?
You know, I don't know.
I got a little something.
Okay.
When you
So do I. I've got a little something too.
Okay. We were talking about families getting together for Thanksgiving, talking about people older than ourselves and how that compares and contrasts against how we feel about the holidays and what our favorite things to do. I'm a chill out person, but I'm like a home court type person. I'd love to chill in my own house with people that I know and love. We always had small family gatherings, so we had a smaller family.
The small Italian family.
We had a small Italian family, and everyone's kind of like typical. Spread out, you know, because, well, a lot of us were in New York and then Connecticut, whatever. But the older I get, it's when you're looking at moms and grandmas and dads and grandpas, it's like the moms want everyone to be together. And the biggest possible family.
Yes.
Biggest possible gathering. And the dads are like, I want to fart in my own space.
Yeah.
For as long as it, and as loud as I can.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, man.
Dads just want to chill.
Yeah. I don't want to be making conversation.
Dads don't want to make conversation.
I don't want to have to wipe any more than I normally do.
I think if my dad had any ounce of anxiety at all.
Mm-hmm.
It would be something that he would liken to a tiny itch in the brain that, like, he ignores, probably.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's brought on by social interaction.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad's a very, like, let's turn on the soccer game and just watch the soccer game.
But do you think that's because other things make him uncomfortable, or he's lived such a life where he's like, I've spoken to enough people.
I think he's there. He's at that point. I've spoken to enough people.
That's fine. Don't even worry about that. This has been off forever.
God bless us.
We got the first 10 minutes. We got a HD version of the first 10 minutes of this podcast.
Why not?
We're working it out every week.
Yeah, I think they're out. I don't know. I think dads there's this old idea of masculinity.
Uh-huh.
That probably weighs you down by the time you're an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And you're probably just like, I'm so tired from like being a dude.
Yeah. From projecting all this
projecting dude everywhere.
I got dude all over the room.
Yeah.
And now I'm tired.
Now it's time to just be a quiet dude.
You like being a quiet dude? Get yourself a chair. Leather-bound chair.
If you like being a quiet dude, be a dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Become a dad.
Yeah.
Then you'll one day be a quiet dude.
Get a kid. I don't care how you do it. Get a kid, be a quiet dude like a dad.
Get a kid, be a dude.
And that's what society tells us. You're going to want to get a kid.
Mike, I kind of want to do something a little different right now if I could.
Uh-huh.
I know it's been a while since we've done this, but I kind of want to do something special, and I want to surprise you.
Okay.
Let's see if I can make this happen right now.
What's happening? What's happening right now?
Shall we swing by and pick you up, my love?
Oh, this is my mom. Mom, guess what? I've called you on Dynamic Banter.
Hi, Dynamic Banter. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Mama.
This is Mike Falzone, Mom.
Hi, Mike.
It's great to meet you.
I know you.
It's so good to talk to you.
Are you guys in San Diego right now?
No, we're in the car. We're on our way.
Oh, okay. No, I'm home right now working on the podcast.
Okay, and I'm live on the podcast?
You're live? Well, it's not live. I mean, I can edit it out if you say something embarrassing or something, but...
Okay.
Mom, you guys are on your way right now to San Diego?
Yes.
So everyone's in the car?
Yeah. Elijah, Maxwell, Grandpa,
I don't know
Frank,
who those people are,
the
but...
rapper Maxwell? And
Trina.
Frank and Trina and everybody? Okay, well, tell them you're on my podcast right now.
Okay, we're on Steve's podcast.
What's the most embarrassing holiday memory you have of Steve as a child?
Everybody says hi.
So, Mike wants to know what's the most embarrassing Thanksgiving memory you have of me.
Of you?
Yeah. What's the worst thing I ever did on a Thanksgiving?
Well, one kind of occasion stands out in my mind. It was you and your brother, and Dad was carving the turkey, and we found the wishbone.
Oh my God.
This is perfect.
We were just talking about wishbones.
And I said, you guys have to wait till it gets dry and then you guys can do it. But no, you and Frankie had to. Do you remember the one that gets the biggest
the wish comes true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dream comes true. And you guys were...
The dream.
Twisting the arms, wrestling with the darn thing.
Did we fight? We fought about it?
No, you guys were doing it very amicably, but you guys were like, it was like arm twisting. You're contorting. You're trying to, you know, split it in half, and nothing's happening because it was pretty, you know, pretty
it was
moist
too greasy.
Still. Yeah, and it was still warm from the inside of the turkey.
You're a monster.
Well, we wanted to rip that damn living thing's bones apart, Mom. We wanted to humiliate that dead animal more than we had already done.
So what happened?
So it's finally cracking, and you guys are happy about it, and then it slips out of your hands, and it flies in the
air.
And
then I break my leg.
No, you didn't. You never broke your leg.
I know. I never broke a damn thing.
But we never knew broke who my got heart. The side of what, because it split, and it flew in the air, and then who knows who got the wish.
Oh, shit.
So there's just a rogue wish.
To this day, there's a wish somewhere in our kitchen.
Yep.
If you're anywhere near Steve's kitchen.
Do you remember anything really funny, Steve?
No, I certainly don't, Mom. I don't remember a lot of Thanksgivings, because I gotta be honest, I was scared of my grandparents. And I block a lot of those scary memories.
Yeah, they were pretty fearsome.
All right. Well, Mom, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want you to pick a topic from the Backyard Chickens forum. And since the whole family is in the car, everyone else can get a choice on which topic we talk about.
All right. Sounds great.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Who's driving right now? Is Dad driving?
Frankie's driving.
Okay, Mom, here we go. Let me open up those different threads here.
Different threads.
Hang on, sorry.
We could let Grandpa pick. His choices are
Yeah,
always
we
a
should
lot
let
of-
Dad pick too. Dad could get the Dad gets two votes.
Okay. Listen, Papa, your Uncle Steve's on the podcast. Hi, Uncle Steve.
Hi.
What's up, Elijah?
Turn right.
We have the picture.
Did he say turn right?
No, doing great.
Oh, doing great. That's awesome. Okay, here we go, Mom. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The first choice is I'm never gonna get an egg.
Okay.
The next choice is dog killed neighbor's chickens.
Okay.
Give
and,
me three.
And the third is kill a raccoon, go to jail.
And that one has what to do with chickens?
Or hawk. I'm sure it has something to do, because the raccoon probably
ate the chicken.
Was eating the chickens, and now they want to kill the raccoon. And how about this one? We'll do a Thanksgiving.
Raccoon.
We'll add a Thanksgiving. We'll add a Thanksgiving, an extra Thanksgiving topic. New hen heaps of lice eggs, or hawk killed our chicken.
What do we think, guys?
Okay, so here, I'll give you three.
It's always sad.
Okay. Oh, you're giving me three?
Yeah, maybe three choices, and you guys all pick which one we're going to talk about.
Okay, well, I kind of like that sneaky raccoon.
You like the sneaky raccoon? Ask the rest. Ask Frankie if he likes...
Sneaky Raccoon was my favorite Beatles song on the
line. Ask my brother Frank if he likes the topic, kill a raccoon, go to jail.
I like that one. That one sounds good.
Frankie says he likes it.
What about Dad? Does Dad like that one?
What do you think, Dad? Si matas el... what is a raccoon in Spanish, mijo? No es ardilla. Es una liebre.
Thank you for speaking Spanish. You just opened up some new sponsors for us.
El Quip.
Okay. We've already got Taco Bell.
That's not Mexican, and you know it.
Yeah, Trina says raccoon.
The raccoon?
What do you think? The raccoon? I think he was kind of smart. Yeah, okay.
Okay, kill a raccoon, go to jail. All right, that's the one we're going to do. All right,
mijo.
All right, so,
I like the chicken.
Elijah likes chicken.
Elijah says he feels kind of bad for the chicken.
I feel bad for the chicken, too, man. What can you do? So, here's the thing,
we'll
Mom.
Get to the bottom of it.
I saw Coco last night.
Oh, what'd you think?
And I absolutely loved it, and it made me think of my family, and it made me miss my family.
Aww.
And so, we all need to see Coco together. Can we see Coco together somehow? Everybody, absolutely. Or is that not going to happen?
Would we like to go see Coco with Theo Steve? You know, it's a wonderful movie.
Oh, yeah, count me in.
Count me in, he says.
Do you think we can maybe see it in San Diego?
Frankie says no, that he thinks it's going to be too crazy.
All right, well, you guys figure it out, and we'll text, and we'll figure it out.
All right, my love, but we definitely want to see it. I do understand that the movie's about family and traditions.
Yeah,
right?
Don't see it without me. I want to see it with you guys, please.
All right, mijo. I love it. Okay, so I love that horn.
All right, Mom. Well, is there anything else you want to say before I go? Anything else anybody else wants to say?
Just happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and you guys have a fun time on your podcast. And we keep listening to it because we love it. It's great fun, guys.
So,
keep
Mom,
it up.
You listen. What's your favorite episode of the podcast?
Let's see. Ooh, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I am.
It's okay.
Oh,
to
how
not
about
have
the one where you picked up that person in the middle of the night?
The hitchhiker.
Yes, that was too scary. I was on the edge of my seat.
I knew you'd
the
think
whole
about
time.
That one. Did you? Were you worried? Should I not do that, Mom?
Please don't. Find other ways of being humanitarian, okay?
Yeah, good idea.
But
I'm with you.
Maybe we could have fallen in love, Mom, and we could have made you a daughter in love.
You hit me where you know I would be like, yeah, maybe. Who knows?
I don't think Bree would appreciate that, though.
Well, hugs to all of you, and Bree too. And Mike, you guys are killer funny on that podcast. I love it.
Well, let me say this.
Owen, if Owen is hiding out there, does he even know you guys are
Owen,
doing
Owen? Owen is with his family right now. He just got picked up this morning, and he told me this morning he's not looking forward to it.
Oh, no.
Oh, it is kind of hard, but, you know, we have to look at the good.
Sure.
I want to say that Steve is like my brother out here, which makes you almost like my mom. So I want to say happy Thanksgiving so much to my extended family.
Thank you so much. You're already adopted, of course.
I like it. Thank you so much.
That means you got to give my mom money now.
That means I get Christmas presents.
All right. Well,
and happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys too, Mike, and everybody, okay?
Thank you so much, Mama.
All right, Mom. Okay. So I love you guys very much, and I'll text you about plans in San Diego, okay?
Okay. I'll see you soon, mijo. Love you.
Okay. Love
Bye,
you
guys.
Too. Love all you guys.
Bye.
Drive safe.
Bye. Thanks. Right.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the most adorable moment of this podcast.
That's precious as fuck. Why not? We could get a little. Why not? Why don't we tug on the heartstrings a little bit.
Why don't we get to do it? Every other podcast does it. Why don't we get to do it?
All right, so we're going to talk about Kill a Raccoon, Go to Jail.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
Excuse me. The following story is from Orlando, Florida. The man chose to kill a raccoon that had killed his chickens by drowning. Jesus. While those of us who own chickens don't condone this cruelty, this man had a few options. What do you think about going to jail for getting rid of a predator?
It's a raccoon? Why not just call the fucking, you know, call the guy who does that professionally so you don't go to jail?
So here's the story. Ready? Florida man accused of drowning raccoon.
Florida, the worst superhero ever.
Florida man! James Miller says animal killed his chickens, damaging his home. Tavares, Florida, a central Florida man, was arrested on suspicion of caging and drowning a raccoon because the animal killed some of his chickens and damaged his home. James Miller of Tavares was arrested Friday on animal cruelty charges. According to the Lake County Sheriff's Office, a woman called authorities and said her neighbor took a caged raccoon onto his pontoon boat and dropped the cage into the water. The woman said she told her neighbor that drowning an animal was inhumane and he should instead call animal services, according to deputies. Miller replied, "The raccoon was in my house." And then he left the cage in the water for several minutes, killing the raccoon. Authorities questioned Miller's wife, who said the raccoon had killed some of her chickens and later got into their house.
Did the raccoon have a key?
Miller was later arrested and taken into custody. So now the backyard chickens forms on the scene. Squeak 61, who's chilling with my peeps, has been a member since May 22nd, 2017, and from Connecticut, with 187 comments, 204 likes, and 116 trophies. Wow, what a story. I personally wouldn't have the heart to kill anything. That being said, I definitely would be calling out my family to take care of it, and I would be getting it away from my birds. I think jail is an unfair punishment for saving one's pets, even though he could have done it more humanely.
I don't know, man.
Dayrell says, just another example of a law created by those who don't have to live with their effects.
Wait, what is... law created...
by those who don't have to live with their effects.
So, you don't think anyone who made that law would ever have be in a situation where they need to kill a raccoon?
So, and they quoted from what Squeak said and said, "I think jail is an unfair punishment for saving one's pets, even though he could have done a little more humanely." He said, "How specifically? It is one of the quicker forms of death there is." I don't know about that. Drowning? Certainly not.
Hitting it in the back of the head with a shovel is.
Relocation is generally a death sentence, as the raccoon is located to others' territory. You're just making it someone else's problem. Sourland, the broody magician, who's a premium member, a BYC educator, greeter, BYC friend, a BYC spirit.
That's the equivalent to being verified, right?
66,661 comments. The member since 2009, lives in New Jersey, says it's not a humane way of killing, but going to jail is a bit harsh in my opinion. I doubt that the guy is a serial animal abuser. He just made a bad decision. Just my opinion.
How many times have we heard, "Guy is not a bad guy, just made a bad decision" in the past 3 weeks?
Oh, so many times. Here in Alberta, Canada, Chickens Really says, who's chicken obsessed and is a BYC friend with 12,430 comments, says, "Here in Alberta, Canada, we are at the mercy of predators. Kill and never tell a soul. Wildlife have rights too. Local farmer thought he was in the right to shoot a bull moose yearling that was harassing his heifers last November. He shot it and called Fish and Wildlife. They confiscated his gun and charged him. He goes to court soon. Shoot but never mention it again. Holy shit.
I think we're out of our league here. We're out of our jurisdiction. Like, to back slowly out of this jurisdiction.
We're in the deep, dark areas.
Yeah, man. Who are we to speak on these matters? Because we never have to live with the effects.
Oh, wow. Sourland, who's
Mike
the
Falzone, who's just trying to do a podcast, says...
He's just trying to entertain some friends, says...
I'm backing slowly out of this jurisdiction.
Sourland, the broody magician, who's a premium member, says SSS, which you're wondering, what does that mean? Loosely translates to shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. What have we stumbled upon here, Mike? Well, I'll tell you, we got 7 pages.
Of
people talking about shit. So let's just go down to the 7th page.
Backing slowly out of this jurisdiction. Dude, I don't want to be here anymore. Think of what we had before this moment.
Such a touching family moment.
If your mom was here, would she tell you to keep reading? She say, let's go watch Coco with the family. Thanks so much for joining us this week. This has been History Road.
A lot of argument about the humane treatment of animals here.
We can't thank you enough for joining us on this Thanksgiving. I hope you're listening to this at the table with your family as you shovel stuffing into your mouth. What's stuffing? Well, it's tiny wet bread, and we hope you enjoy it.
I love tiny wet bread. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Listening to your mom and family warmed my whole heart.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
They're a great, fun family. We've gone a bit over on the podcast,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, man. I'm checked out.
So, I don't know. I guess we could say that my mom being on the podcast was the History Road.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Because we did go down History Road talking about
your fight with wet bones. This is the continue screen when you die in like a space. You're a space cop. A choose your own adventure game.
I just wanted to say, from Dynamic Banter to yours. From Mike Falzone and I hope it's a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. I hope you have a lot of turkey. Hope you eat birds and bread. I hope you get a lot of bread.
Break birds with your family.
I love to sit down with...
You know what my dad told me?
What'd he tell
the other day? His body's starting to break down. He was always a carpenter. He said, do whatever you want for as long as you can. So we'll be here with you for many, many years unless one of us gets super famous. And then we'll kind of shift our focus to do that instead.
Or one of us dies.
I hadn't even thought about that. I haven't planned on dying.
I certainly have not planned on dying, but I'm going to pencil it in. I'll be sure to pencil it in. Guys, thanks for listening.
If that's not somebody's yearbook quote next year.
There it is, guys. You got your free yearbook quote. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And Mike, do you got anything coming up you want to preg?
I do. Let's ruin the vibe again. On the 24th, Friday the 24th, I have a show at the Sycamore Tavern, and that's around 7:30. So that's tonight. If you're listening to this and you're filled with turkey, come on down. On the 26th, I got to pay my car payment. On the 26th is also my first wedding anniversary. So,
oh, wonderful.
On the 28th, which is a Tuesday at 7:45, I have a show at the World Famous Comedy Store, and I'd love for you to be there in the belly room. Tickets are available on the Comedy Store website. There's also, if you go to my Instagram, there's a link in bio.
Lincoln Memorial.
And if you buy a ticket, send me a screenshot of your receipt and I'll send you a little something. On Ooh. Wednesday the 29th, I'm at the Petley Garden in Glendale. On the 30th, I'm at Mallow, and that's a bar in West Hollywood.
Is that a Hollywood theme or Hawaii themed?
Mallow, M-A-L-O. Thank you so much. On the 4th, I think I'm in Calabasas. But, yeah, always look on MikeFalzone.com. I got an app that will tell you when I'm playing all the time. It's just Mike Falzone. Everything's free. And I'd love to see you at a show, especially around the holiday season.
You can see me Saturday, November 25th at the Regent Theater watching Gremlins.
You can see me watch a movie.
They're having a Gremlins holiday tiki party this Saturday. That's tomorrow for those of you keeping score. And I'll be there. So guys, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Love you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.